WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you watch the Olympics on CBS for any length of time, chances are you saw the promos for some or all of the new CBS series premiering this week, Scorch and Fish Police on Friday, and The Boys of Twilight on Saturday. TV critic David Bianculli saw the promos and has seen preview tapes of the shows.
Let's do the worst first. Scorch is the show where a tiny talking dragon, actually a puppet, ends up living with an actor and his young daughter. In the episode I saw, the dragon and the guy get hired by a local TV station to do the weather, as a ventriloquist and his dummy. But CBS has taken the pilot back to have it reworked, so the final version and plot will be unavailable for preview. I can say this, though. When you're dealing with this kind of toxic waste, no amount of reworking will turn it into something good. Scorch is nothing but a ripoff of ALF with a dragon instead of an alien. And who needs another ALF in the first place? Now, Fish Police is a cartoon series that's based on a comic book, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, only underwater. John Ritter is the voice of Inspector Gill, and other voices are provided by such noteworthy performers as Ed Asner, Tim Curry, Buddy Hackett, and Jonathan Winters. So the vocal talent is there, but the scriptwriting talent isn't. The animation is lousy and unimaginative, the jokes are one long stream of fishy puns, and the program tries to appeal to adults by adding some Roger Rabbit-style dialogue and characters. But it just doesn't work. Here's Ritter's Inspector Gill talking to a sexy fish played by Jo Beth Williams.
Gill, I may have a voice husky enough to pull a dog sled, but I didn't kill clams. I swear it.
Is this a snow job, Angel?
I thought we were friends.
We are, but I can't help you if you tie my fins.
You used to like that.
She's kidding.
No, she's not bad. She's just drawn that way. All of Fish Police seems begged, borrowed, or stolen from somewhere else, and there's a temptation to say it stinks. But by the time I was through watching one episode, even I was tired of fish puns. The Boys of Twilight, the only new show of the three worth sampling, is also a heavy borrower. It's set in a small mountain town like Northern Exposure, and all the characters are charming and eccentric. What's more, the premiere episode is built around the murder of a beautiful young girl, like Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks. There's a lot about this show that's too pat. The hokey music under every comic scene, the running gags that won't stop running, the blatant attempts to out-cute Northern Exposure. But what saves the Boys of Twilight are the boys themselves. Richard Farnsworth plays the town sheriff, and Wilford Brimley is the deputy. If you saw Farnsworth in Anne of Green Gables, you know how wonderful he can be. And Brimley in commercials can even make oatmeal sound good. So anytime these guys are on screen, even if it's just to explain something simple to a new city boy deputy, the Boys of Twilight has charm to spare.
There was no country person done this, Bill.
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Well, country person don't do things like a city person does. Country person might have took a gun, axe, hammer, something he could get a good hold of, but arsenic, that's a city person. That's doing it with gloves on.
Louise Fletcher co-stars as the sheriff's wife, which is another plus. It's as nice and as rare to see actors of this age and stature get series work as it is to see mountains in the background while they're acting. The Boys of Twilight is worth a look and a chance. Fish Police is a disappointment. And Scorch is the best proof yet that network television, and CBS in particular, is really dragging.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.